It's time for Rhema for Today.
Now, if you've got your arm injured, you know, and you got that arm healed, you didn't get a new arm. You got the same arm you had. See, God prophesied in the Old Testament through Jeremiah and through Ezekiel. And the time will come, he said, and I'll make a new covenant of the house of Israel. And I'll take that heart of flesh out of you. And I'll put a new heart in you. And I'll put a new spirit in you. A new one. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? And then I'll put my spirit in you. Praise God. So your spirit doesn't get healed of sin. Your spirit is born again.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Confession Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I like another translation, said the Word of God's a living thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So, some say that now you can't act on God's word unless the Spirit of God quickens that to you, and then you can. I say if the Word of God said it, it's true. If the word of God's already alive, the Word of God's already quickened, the Word of God's already anointed. Holy men of old wrote as they were moved by the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, when I read Philippians 4:19, you know what Philippians 4:19 says, don't you? But my God shall supply half of your need.
All.
Oh, how much?
All.
Oh, my. Well, what are you doing getting by on half rations then? Something's wrong somewhere, isn't it? Well, from all probability, you've been confessing it. That's a reason. Well, just start confessing that he supplies all your need instead of half of them. Hallelujah. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Praise God forevermore. Now, I believe I can act on that verse. I believe I can confess that that word is true and confess that God, my God, supplies all of my need. Hallelujah. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, someone that maybe not know for sure whether the scripture is there or not, the Holy Ghost might bring it to their attention. Once in a while, he does with all of us. But if I know what the Word said, I can make my confession of my faith in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So now then, you've confessed that he supplies all your need. But now notice what the text said. Let us hold fast our confession. Now, what would you need to hold fast to it? Because, you see, if you look at circumstances, it looks like it's not working. Why would the Bible said to hold fast? You remember over there in the book of Revelation when Jesus appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos? And in those first three chapters, particularly the second and third chapter, he gave him a message for those seven churches in Asia Minor. They apply to us too, but those were actually literally churches that existed in that day. And you notice in speaking to two of them, he said something very similar. But one of them, he put it just in these words, and the other is a similar statement, not just word for word. He said, hold fast that which thou hast. Well, that means hold on to it, doesn't it? That means don't give it up, doesn't it? You know, if we had just, you know, you couldn't see, here's a rope that's going through this hallway here, and somebody said to Fred and to these other two fellows here, now you fellas get a hold in that rope, and boy, I mean hold fast to it. Well, they would automatically understand that maybe on the other end of the rope where they can't see that there's some kind of a force or something that maybe tried to jerk it out of their hands. Well, you see, there is an enemy arrayed against us that's going to try to defeat us. That's the reason he said, hold fast. Amen. That means exert some ability, doesn't it? That means perhaps exert strenuous effort. You see, if you're looking for something easy, you might as well forget it right now. Are you listening to me? You're not going to just float through life on flowery beds of ease. tests and trials comes to all of us, saved or unsaved. Amen. Men of faith or whatever. The crisis of life comes. The difference of whether we make it or not when the crisis of life comes is whether we hold fast to our confession. Amen. And so, we confess that the Lord supplies all of our needs. Well, now, don't be like one person I know of. They confessed in church, got up, you know, and just shouted about it. Yeah, God meets all my needs. Praise God. I'm standing on that scripture. We used to sing a song, you know, Standing on the Promises. We did a lot of singing about it, but we didn't do too much standing. We got moved off of them pretty easy. You know, we didn't hold fast, you know. And just as soon as the service was over, here are these two people talking. They just got through testifying in the church service that God supplies all my... I'm standing on Philippians 4:19. He supplies all of my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And it wasn't 10 minutes after the service over to this talking about, I don't know how in the world we're going to make it. I tell you, it looks like we're going to lose the car. We just can't make our payments. They're going to take the telephone out next week. We can't pay our bill. Well, now, that's not holding fast, is it? I said, is it?
No.
No, that's not holding fast. Let us hold fast our confession. Now, when it comes to healing, you know how to get healed and stay healed? One way to get healed, there are several ways to get healed, but now here's a way to stay healed. Constantly confess what the Word of God says about it. Praise God. What does the Word of God say? Well, now, here's one of my favorites, 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, shall live unto righteousness. Now, notice this last part of the verse. By whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. Well, if we were healed, then I was. See, it's past tense. If I was, then I am. I really think that's the best way to be healed. Because then you know how you got it. You can hold on to it. Where if you depended on somebody else to pray, and God moves in all these ways to try to help people, but I believe that he wants to move us on to standing on God's word for ourselves. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And, again, if you listen to some folks, you know, one fellow said, you know, now he believed God heals all right if it's his will. And if it's not, well, he won't. But that healing doesn't actually belong to us. See, if healing actually belongs to us, then it is his will. You know, why would God make provision for his people to have something that it wasn't his will for them to have? I mean, wouldn't that be stupid? Now, isn't that strange? Would God provide something for us? Send his son at great sacrifice to purchase something for us that is not his will for us to have? Amen. So, it boils down to this. Does healing belong to us or does it not? Is healing in God's redemptive plan? Now, one fellow commenting on 1 Peter 2:24, someone was kind enough to send me one of his tapes. Now, he went on to say that he is a theologian. I don't know, sometimes unkind words jump to my lips. I have to sort of swallow to keep them down. You know, and that he had gone to school and that he had studied, you know, that this verse of scripture wasn't talking about physical healing. Now, you got to read it. See, he said it's talking about sins. It said, who his own self bare our sins, or sin in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live under righteousness, by whose stripes. He said, that's talking about being healed. from sin or of sin? Well, in the first place, the sinner, he doesn't get his sins healed. Now, see, if you had a sore on your nose, just say this fella right here had a big sore here, though, like a boil or something come up there, and he gets that healed, the boil is healed or the sore, but he's still got the same nose he had. You don't get no new nose with it. But when the sinner gets saved, hallelujah, he becomes a new man. He didn't just get his sin healed. That man on the inside was born again and became a new man in Christ Jesus. You see? Now, if you've got your arm injured, you know, and you got that arm healed, you didn't get a new arm. You got the same arm you had. See, God prophesied in the Old Testament through Jeremiah and through Ezekiel. And the time will come, he said, and I'll make a new covenant of the house of Israel. And I'll take that heart of flesh out of you. And I'll put a new heart in you. And I'll put a new spirit in you. A new one. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? And then I'll put my spirit in you. Praise God. So your spirit doesn't get healed of sin. Your spirit is born again. Your spirit, the man on the inside, is a spiritual man, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, becomes a new man. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Isn't that right?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Men, well, we have the Call to Arms Men's Conference. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yes, always
a
good time.
You know, for some guys to get together and talk about guys' things. You know, November 6th to the 7th, that's Thursday and Friday night. And if you want to find more information about that, you can go to rhema.org/CTA. But if you're a man, I encourage you to sign up. And if you're a woman out there that has a husband or a boyfriend or whatever, just sign them up and send them out here. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
They will come back changed and better than ever. Right?
Amen.
Amen.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.